Manufacturing meltdown deepens as Richmond Fed factory survey goes even more negative. By John Carney on June 28, 2022. Factory activity in the U.S. Central Atlantic region contracted in June for the second consecutive month, according to a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond published Tuesday. The Richmond Fed said its 5th District Survey of Manufacturing Activities Index plumed to minus 19 in June from minus 9 in May. Economists had expected the index to recover to a positive reading of 2, according to Econoday. Minus 19 is the lowest reading since May 2020, when the economy was staggering from the initial pandemic lockdowns. Readings above 0 indicate an expansion of activity. Negative readings indicate activity contracted. The Local Business Conditions Index continued to decline in June, falling to minus 32. Firms also grew less optimistic about conditions in the next 6 months as the expectations index decreased to minus 19 in June from minus 13 in May. The index is based on a survey of manufacturing firms across the 5th Federal Reserve District, which includes the District of Columbia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and most of West Virginia. On Monday, the Dallas Federal Reserve said that its index of general activity had also plunged deeper into negative territory, falling to minus 17.7 from minus 7.3 in April. The Empire State Survey, compiled by the New York Fed, remained in contraction territory in June for the second month in a row, although it improved to minus 1.2 from minus 11.6 in May. The Philadelphia Fed declined for the third consecutive month to minus 3.3, the first negative reading on that index since 2020. The Kansas City Fed survey remains in positive territory but has declined for 3 months in a row. New orders and shipments fell further into negative territory for the month. The new orders index fell to minus 38 in June from minus 16 in May. The shipments index declined from negative 14 to negative 29. Expectations for new orders fell deeper into negative territory while shipments improved from negative 4 to 0, indicating no improvement or deterioration is expected. The employment index rose to 23 from 8, indicating that hiring expanded. The wage index slipped but remains at an elevated level, indicating that many firms continue to increase wages. Manufacturers reported their prices were up 10.4% compared with 12 months ago, an acceleration of inflation from 9.6% in May. This matches the all-time high for this series hit in January. Inflation in prices received has risen for 3 consecutive months. Prices paid moved down to show prices up 11.9% from a year ago, down from 15.1% in May. This partly reflects the fact that prices were already rising at an 11% pace in June of last year. June 2021 was the first time the Richmond Fed's barometer of prices paid for materials crossed into double digits. Manufacturers expect to increase their own prices 4.6% over the coming year and to pay 5.4% more for materials, both representing an easing from the 12-month expectations recorded in May.